is, what is the preparation for slichot, forgiveness?
We have all the conditions to scrutinize what are our slichot, our request for forgiveness, the need for slichot. Even if we look at our world, each day, how the Creator shows us that the world is deteriorating. Accordingly, we see that we haven't even come to any connection at the pace that the world needs to go forward, at least remain on the same level, not to mention ascending toward the good direction, toward the revelation of the Creator, toward revealing the upper system, is a problem. We look at the world and see that the Creator is showing us how much each day He has to pressure and force all of humanity to advance, how He pushes us from behind, all of us, all of humanity, through what is called in its time. And not that we awaken in him through our prayers, our requests, our work, forces to pull us forward by awakening us in a good way, where we see good things and then we're drawn to them by ourselves, and we pull ourselves all of humanity with us. Instead, we feel that through humanity, through all the troubles that are being revealed in the world, He is pushing everyone, pushing us. He wants to show us how much we're still not doing what we have to do according to our level of development, according to the level we're in, according to the time we're in the time of the Messiah. We have to use the pulling force. Messiah comes from the word Moshech, pull. So we have to pull and lead all of humanity toward correction by explanation, by awareness, recognition. It turns out that we don't feel it favorably each day, but rather as worse and worse. We already talked about it several months ago, from the beginning of the pandemic, basically, that until we take our development in our own hands, the world will not change for the better, and we will not see that from day to day. We will not see good development, ourselves successful, the world advancing and succeeding and approaching us in a good way and going hand in hand with us, understanding us, feeling us, marching along with us toward the same goal. So we've got a problem here on our part, Leboch, from each and every one of us, that we're not conscious enough of our role, of our duty. And this is why we need to awaken with all our might that feeling of guilt and ask forgiveness for the past and ask for the strength and understanding and feeling and the physical strength and everything that's needed to realize this forgiveness in practice. We have to come to a state where we are running before the carriage, before the wagon, before the bad things, the general development that's being revealed in the world. We are already aware of it, and we are pulled toward the goal, and we are carrying forward this wagon. It's the difference between in its time and hastening it. And where can we implement these things? There's only one thing. The first stage of our correction. Love your friend as yourself. And this is why, as long as I don't feel that I'm somehow getting closer to it, and I'm realizing it, implementing it more and more, that I feel that my heart opens up much more toward people, and I am more concerned than yesterday. Today I don't feel the sorrow of the Shekhinah, divinity. Sorrow meaning I'm not preparing a place for her. And a place is a place of love. And from love of people to the love of the Creator. So through the love of people, I become ready to receive the Creator with love. And then He dresses in all of us. This is why we have to check ourselves more and more. And try to make our sorrow felt in the depth of the heart. And then the Creator will help us correct the heart and open the heart to His revelation. Let's see what Rabash writes about it.
So we're reading.
The filling that we ask for. What's important is to be in synchrony with what the Creator has given us, bit by bit, degree by degree. That's what we're talking about. So if we connect according to the to what we have, to the world that we have around us, and from day to day we see that things are not simple. They're going down and down endlessly. And the pandemic is not just a pandemic with a million people dying. This is not what it's about. What it's about is that all of the billions of people are suffering more and more from day to day. Although at the same time, they understand a little more from day to day that there is no going back. That the blemish, the flaw, is so great, and it's even expanding and worsening, that it brings us to a new world, a new situation, that even if we could go out and do everything we did before, even if we tried to immediately go back to our previous lives, we would discover that it's not as it was before. We need to behave in a new and different way. So now too, we have to see our lives, the real life that we have to have, as if there is no pandemic. There is no virus. There is no disease between us. We skip over this disease. And then how do we behave? How should we open our hearts, relate more to one another, with more consideration toward others, in order not to infect them with our viruses? Let's try. How should I care for others inside, not on the outside, to such an extent that I can hug them without infecting them with viruses? Inside, I am worried about not wanting to do them any harm in any way. So in this way, we will gradually begin to see where is the real emergence from the coronavirus.
So to awaken the feeling of blame, of true remorse, depends on my integration with the sorrow of the world?
We begin with the sorrow of the world, because the world is showing us through the world, because we are in the last generation. So the Creator is showing us how behind we are in correcting the world. This one's on us. There's a big world that's suffering, and in its current form of suffering, we have to feel that it's our fault. From a certain moment onward, the world is beginning to show the lack of our spiritual work.
What's the right way to integrate in the sorrow of the world so it will be purposeful?
Only to feel the suffering that they're going through and that I have to, because of love, let's say that I would love them, how I would regret it and how I would help them to make things better. Not to make things better according to their understanding, but first of all, that they would be healthy. And second, that they would correct themselves in their minds and hearts toward the general purpose.
But how not to fall to conviction of the Creator, to blaming the Creator?
I didn't think about it to begin with. What are you saying? I don't condemn him. He's showing me through the world my own lack of work. You mean he's doing it? Of course he's doing it. But he's doing it in order to teach me. He's doing this for me. It's the Creator who suffers because he does these things. He is diminishing the light, dimming the light, not bestowing upon humanity, and it's against his will, because he himself is absolute and eternal and complete love. But he does it only so I would see where my work is lacking. That level of affliction that is being revealed in the world, I have to fill it up with joy, connection, love.
So with what preparation should I come and integrate with the sorrow of the world so I can see it the way you described? With what preparation?
That what I'll see in the world is what the Creator prepares for me in order to show where my work is lacking. So I look at the world, and first of all, I regret they're having to suffer this way. And I regret also that it's me who causes this this suffering, because it's my fault that the world is still not corrected. I justify the world if the world starts hating me. I justify them for hating me because I caused this bad to them, except they don't know and understand these things. I understand and I feel that by this the Creator is trying to push me toward correction. And as much as I can, now I have to awaken the friends, awaken everyone to advance toward correction. Advance toward correction.
And how can one tolerate the sorrow of the world and feel that he's to blame for it?
That's exactly what the slichot is about. I have to format it in such a way, build it in such a way that I tell the Creator, sorry for causing the affliction of the entire world. Not for me, but I ask for my brothers, for the whole world. And I'm asking you to correct, to help me correct my relation to the world, so that through me, you will be able to give to the world only good things. I discover that through my lack of relation, my lack of love for the world, because of it, the world is not getting the love of the Creator, because I am the conduit that can't convey it. That power of love of the Creator, I cannot convey to the world, and that's why the world suffers.
But how not to fall to the sorrow of fools? How to turn it into a request?
What request? I ask the Creator to correct me, so that I would open my heart. And through it, through my heart, the Creator will be able to bestow upon the world and give the world abundance. Why is the world suffering? Only because of me. Why are they suffering? Millions of people all over the world are suffering from all kinds of things. because I am not doing my job as a conduit to bestow abundance, from above to all of humanity.
And that's the Creator's only way to show me that I have to open my heart.
How else? Suggest to him.
Torments towards me.
You have to come to suffer. You have to, through your understanding, preparation, feeling, by talking about it in the 10, you have to come to feel this necessity. What's the point of just beating you up? Sometimes, since there's no choice, it's called given the saboteur permission to destroy. But it doesn't teach. Look at the Holocaust. Did it do any good? It did no good at all. Nothing. It became worse. As much as you beat Pharaoh up, in the meantime, his heart only hardens. It grows heavier and harder.
So, to give blows to me won't do any good, but to give blows to humanity will do good?
If we want to develop love, then we have to understand that to the extent that I'm drawn, that I connect to humanity, it will hurt me more if I see how much they're suffering because of me. Not that I myself am suffering, so I shut myself up and I want to get rid of the suffering. But if I see that others are suffering because of me, then here I need to build my correct relation, correct approach. We have to think about it more and talk about it more until the heart softens more and more. And according to our heart, which is so hard, so cold, that it's hard to penetrate it. You try to press it, it's like a stone. So according to that, we have to, you see how much we have to exert in this. This is the whole point of the period of slichot, of asking forgiveness. When you soften the heart more and more until it becomes soft enough to feel its movements, its contraction and expansion together with the world. And together with the world means together with the work of the Creator. Then I begin to feel the work of the Creator. That he contracts humanity and teaches them a little more with feeling and understanding, and I work alongside it, because I'm the right conduit to convey to them the influence, the bestowal of the Creator. So I study them to the extent that I connect to them. I want him to give through me more bestowal, so I feel him more and more. In that way, I become included from both. This is my work. It's my job. And the fact that I'm still not in it, I ask forgiveness for that. Okay? Well, let's hope we will improve. But we have to yearn for this every moment. We have to understand that all those problems, all those events we're going through in the world and feel in our lives are only in order to connect us to the Creator, so we would start feeling how he relates to us, bad, good, more and more, in all kinds of ways. And by that, we will start learning his language. That's the language of the Creator, giving us sensations of joy, suffering, bitter, sweet, in all kinds of ways, so we would start feeling him in this, understanding him in this. Because it's one thing to feel bitter and sweet, clear and unclear, etc. And it's another thing to feel within it what the Creator wants to give me by that. It is one thing to hear sounds, and another thing for them to enter my ear, come into my mind, into my brain, and I start understanding what they're telling me. It's like hearing a foreign language. You hear sounds, but you don't understand their meanings. What is that person trying to tell me? How he relates to me, how I should relate to him? All I hear is, you know, it's the same with the world. We're just hearing that the world is going wrong, it's falling, something's happening to it, but we still don't understand what the Creator is trying to explain to us by this. It's a language. The whole world is a language. It's like musicians who feel the sounds as a language. It's not just pleasant to the ear, but there's a whole internality to it. We too have to feel in everything that happens around us that it enters us, and by that we feel, we hear the voice of the Creator. And it all comes by uniting more, by wanting to hear. It's like a little child opening his mouth. Ah, I want to know what you're trying to tell me. He doesn't understand, but he's trying. Through these efforts, we begin to come to a state where we do hear, we do understand, and we do begin to react correctly, just like children, through the same process. I'm Neva's going to ask instead of you.
Yes, because this message is real hard to agree with, meaning to take responsibility for all the sorrow of people. How can you bridge?
First of all, it's the truth. I have to begin with my initial point being, what is the truth? So they tell me, yes. Through your heart, there is a pipeline that goes through it and connects all of humanity, all of reality, still vegetative, animate, and people to the Creator. That's the way it is. Whether you like it or not, it's a given, it's a fact. Now the question is, to what extent are you aware of it? To what extent you can do your task with understanding and awareness on your part? The more we try it out, we will begin to feel that the world is moving toward us, that the Creator is arranging, setting up all the created beings in the world, not so dense. They'll come toward us, they'll come to help us. Yes, they'll say, tell us what to do, we'll help you out, we'll do it, because it's for us. They will understand it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, teacher. You just said that I must know and acknowledge that through my heart.
Whether you feel or understand, it's really so.
Я хочу понять, вот если я стремлюсь соединиться сердцами с товарищами.
I'm trying to understand if I want to connect with the hearts of my friends. Connect to the request, the general request of that, then what happens with this channel?
You find that pipeline through which in the future all the light should come to the whole world. And that pipeline is written, is registered on the 10. And within the 10 there is your work. Because without your work there is no 10. And that's how you find the root of your soul, and you elevate yourself within the 10 and within all of humanity to the level of Adam, Adam HaRishon. And there you are in sympathy with the Creator, at the end of correction.
Meaning that 10 has a common channel to which you can connect.
There is no pipeline without the 10. Only if you have a 10, it builds this pipeline. That's the way it is.
All
right, so now we're going to go according to the groups I have here. So we'll begin with Africa. The farthest is the closest. Africa.
A lot of students are confused that are watching your lesson because they say that at the end of the action we need to say that the Creator did everything. And they don't understand, so how come they can ask slicha, forgiveness? Can you explain again, please?
Terence,
listen, you are in the middle between the work of the Creator in the beginning and the work of the Creator in the end. And you are in between, like a pipeline, conduit from the beginning of the work of the Creator to the end of the work of the Creator. And it depends on you, on the extent to which you connect yourself and all of humanity to the work of the Creator. There's no reason to be confused here. The Creator wants to work. You have to give Him room for work. That's it. This is called a 10, or all of humanity being a 10. Doesn't matter. You have to feel it. The kli, the vessel, to present to the work of the Creator is for you to do. It's on you. He's ready to work, he's willing to work, he wants to work, and he's suffering because we're not giving him the kli, the place for correction. And our work is to present him with a kli.
Dear Rav, should I prepare the action of forgiveness with the same conscience and sensitivity with which I prepare the prayer?
Even more. Because to the extent that you prepare yourself for the slicha, the forgive, and you ask for forgiveness, by that you are building your prayer. What's the difference between asking forgiveness and praying? In asking forgiveness, you're telling the Creator, I admit that I harmed all of humanity, that while I was already able to spread the correction, the method of correction, the purpose of correction to all of humanity, I didn't do it sufficiently. So now I'm asking forgiveness that I did this, that I made humanity deteriorate, and that this coronavirus came to it and other such problems. And I understand it, I'm aware of it, I acknowledge it. So please help me correct my work so that everything will come to the new advanced state. Not as it was before, no, to a new and better, higher state, closer to you, the Creator.
Yes.
Hello, I wanted to ask, when it talks about my friends on the path or the tent, I don't really need to hear what troubles them. It's clear to me what mana I have to raise to the Creator for them. But when being included in the sorrow of the public, what is it? Only people who are asking about the meaning of life, all the public, or
no,
what?
No, you don't have to hear their arguments. It just has to add to you some urge to turn to the Creator. It has to be a trigger, like a sting that won't let you rest. You have to turn to the Creator. But what to ask for, that's something you know. They don't know. All they know is they're crying. They're trying to get rid of the coronavirus as if this is the problem. When what the Creator is doing, take it back. That won't do. We have to ask of Him to reach a more advanced state. And asking from Him to take the blows back as if what He's doing is wrong. I'm not complaining over the blows. I'm even saying that it's good that these blows are coming on me. I'm kissing the stick. All I want to do is advance by these blows. Please give me the mind, the emotion, what to ask for, where to advance. I understand it's all for me. I have to bless the bad as I do with the good.
So it comes to me and my friends and I understand, but my question is about being included in the sorrow of the public.
The sorrow of the public should awaken you even more according to the pain in your heart.
But the Creator is taking them through a good process. Why should I ask for them?
Because you're responsible. You caused it. You caused it. You. Between the Creator and the whole world, there is a pipeline. This pipeline is like a rubber pipeline, rubber hose. And you're not holding this pipeline big enough because you don't love humanity. So you're not expanding the pipeline, but rather you're letting it constrict. Your ego all the time is constricting the pipeline, and by love you have to open it every time. That's your work. So you have to look at the world and see how much you're holding this pipeline, not letting them, the world, not letting them be healthy, happy, to bless the Creator with everything they have. You're the cause of it.
But it doesn't matter what hurts them. The fact that I'm not giving them the good from the Creator, that's the correction. The work is on me.
The work is yours, yes. The work is yours, yes. And also to awaken this in the group, in dissemination as well. That's our work. But I'm saying again, a rubber pipeline that always constricts this because your ego is growing all the time. And what you should always think is how to expand a broad heart. You understand what that is? Expanding this pipeline for everyone. And by not holding it in this broad manner, when you awaken the world to the Creator and the Creator to the world, and you're in between, this is what you're asking forgiveness for. Ultimately, this is your work, to be the connecting pipeline between the Creator and the created beings.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Sorry, Rav. And this feeling of holding the world, is this something as if I'm holding something really precious and I'm really scared that I'm going to lose it, and that is this something on the inside as if it gives me this anxious feeling that I really need this for them?
Yes, you should understand that we're really not feeling the truth. The world, with respect to the Creator, is like His baby, His dear baby. And He's taking this baby and giving it to you to take care of. You understand what He's doing? It's something that you just have to understand this action. He handed off the most precious thing for Him. He handed it to you, and now it's in your hands. It's your responsibility. It's up to you to show the Creator through the world how much you want to advance to the Creator, how much you love Him, how much you want to take care of the world in order to give contentment to the Creator, to Him. And you're not doing it because you're afraid He's going to punish you. but rather you want to do it in order to bestow in a spiritual manner. And so our work, our care for the world, must be truly for the love of other beings. Only then you're gonna feel that you're reaching the love of the Creator, which is the final correction. We should think about it more. And then it will be revealed, and you will feel, you will understand and integrate with that. Or the Creator awakens this to me. What I must do in this opportunity I was given is to organize my attitude through the Ten, through Bnei Baruch, through the whole world, to the Creator. I have to reach Him. I have to serve like on a tray all the kli that He has created for Him to correct, for Him to fill, because He enjoys it. He enjoys doing His work. This is the work of the Creator. And I engage in the work of the Creator. When is it considered that I'm engaging in the work of the Creator? When I serve this work to the Creator and we become partners in this, then you can say about me that I'm serving the Creator. Even though the only thing I'm doing is serving this kli to Him.
Правильно сопоставить состояние слихот, когда я размещаю свое сердце, и то, что я должен стать каналом.
How to arrange correctly the state of slicha, that I have to soften the heart and become a pipeline to convey to the world.
It's the same. This is the same. Time and again, you have to repeat all our lessons we've been having in the past week. I think we started on Sunday or Monday, this matter of slichot. Monday, so you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All you have is 4 days, 4 morning lessons about forgiveness. It's not that much. That's the first degree to enter spirituality. So go over this. Listen to it all the time, until it sinks in through your brain, through your intellect to the brain, and then you can start processing it with your emotions. You will hear many new things.
Shalom. We know that the Creator hears only the prayer for many. How to pray? Forgive me or forgive, or pray for the friends. Forgive them. All the people. Thank you.
The truth is, we're not asking for forgiveness. We should ask for correction. It includes the forgiveness and everything in it. Let's all think about the good, nice connection between us, rather than being immersed in how bad we are, how much we push each other away. Let's think about the good state already and ask for that. That's it. Give us the strength to love everyone, to connect to everyone, to feel everyone close to us. Make it, educate us to be pleasant to each other, so that I don't look at others with hatred and some critical critical view, so that I'll relate to the other in a good and nice manner. Let's ask for that. And you'll see that there's no need for new blows to come. Only think about the good.
Okay, so I'm thinking about this forgiveness, and I'm relating it this way. Do we have to reach this great state of shame altogether before we can even think about entering Rosh Hashanah in the right way?
למצב הגדול הזה של בושה לפני שאנחנו בכלל יכולים לחשוב על להיכנס לראש השנה בצורה נכונה.
כן ולא.
Yes and no. Don't put some states before you that you think should be on the path. You'll see the final state. And to that state, I have to reach the connection with my 10. I have to ask the Creator to connect us. Yes, we, in the connection between us, have to start feeling the degrees of connection, which are already spiritual degrees. When I hand myself out to the 10 and I feel with them that I simply dissolve there. Dissolve within the friends with their desires into one big desire, and out of this desire we prepare an even greater desire of the whole world, of the entire reality, with love. And why with love? Because the Creator is the feeling of love. And then we need, out of the connection to us, we have to discover, as opposed to the hatred, we have to discover the attitude of love, and along with that, we're going to feel the hatred as the coarseness within the Kli, and the love is going to be felt as the masach, the screen in which the Creator is being revealed. Let's start working on it. The words here should aim us to the feeling. PT 31.
Our states change all the time, in the 10, individually. I wanted to ask, how do we check our level of connection at a certain point in time? Because it changes all the time.
We have to reach connection that really, well, doesn't require words. We simply feel that we are in one desire, one thought, and we yearn for one Creator, and we understand what we have to do without words about humanity or about everyone, that we're in our inner system called Patsuf, as one. And even though each one is different than the other, we feel the flow that flows between us in the Patsuf. That's what. Not to close down the pipeline, not to be the valve that shuts it down. Yeah. How long do we have in order to open this pipeline, to open our heart? When through the heart, in our 10, it will pass to the entire humanity? I cannot say. But the time is running real low. So I really hope we can do the right actions to expand this pipeline. By that, the world will feel what the good that it comes to it through us. But because if it won't, it will feel that bad is flowing through us. One of these two, one of the two, you have no choice. You just have to understand, this is the state we're in. This is the situation. Our problem is to stop closing down this pipeline, meaning to open our hearts to each other as much as we can, to connect to each other as much as we can, to feel that the whole world depends on us. And we, in the love between us, we're responsible for the whole world. And this way we'll open the pipeline and the world will start getting the abundance, the good things, and it will understand it comes to it from us. And will change the relation it has to us and to each other. Let's hope this will happen. If it won't, we might reach states that everything we've been through in the past, including the Holocaust and all these things, will only seem as to us as an unending calculation, account. I'm speaking seriously, because the connection we haven't done in the past is less than we should do right now.
New York 4.
Yes, thank you, Rav. My question is, do we have to be specific at all in our prayers for connection in the 10? Or is it enough to pray for connection in the 10 in general? Do we have to like scrutinize it, know exactly like what details we're looking to correct, or can it just be in a general direction towards connection?
I cannot say every day, every state, but what we have to do is all the time ask the Creator to connect us in the tens in order to be pipeline for the entire reality, the entire humanity. That's the whole prayer. Make of us a pipeline so we can pass on to the whole world, to all the created beings, the knowledge about you, the your goodness. We want it to happen. We want to aid that. Help us there. Something in a simple way. The main thing here is the feeling.
So if I can continue, let's say that I feel a connection with some of the friends in the 10, but there's one friend that I don't feel a connection with, and I feel like that is what's stopping, it's what's choking the pipe. Can I pray for more connection with that friend in particular, or should the prayer be directed towards the whole 10?
You may do that as well, and you can not in the presence of that friend to talk to your 10, so that they will help you connect to that friend, so that your relation to him will be like with all the 10. You can explain these things. We are standing before a very serious state when we're going to stop communicating with the gloves on in a very polite manner. Let's open our hearts more. Let's open our desires, the goals, and speak in more practical manner to the point. And finally, we'll come out of this situation. We're in a swamp with not wanting to come out of the swamp. Okay.
Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Рав. Большое спасибо.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you very much.
Правильно просить прощения.
If I may ask, how do I ask forgiveness from the ten correctly?
Open your heart to them, and out of your heart ask. There's nothing more correct, less correct. If you really want to connect to your friends as one body, there's no calculations between you. Just open your heart, that's all. When you're asking, how can I organize the right request? What are you writing to some minister? To some great person distant from you, where you have to write things in a proper manner. If you want to connect to them in one heart, no, not much words are required. Just from one heart to another. Directly. Czechoslovakia.
Good morning, Ralph. Sometimes it's hard to understand words, and you said forgiveness is actually correction.
Yes, of course, forgiveness is correction. Why am I asking forgiveness for? It's because I'm not directly connected in one heart with my friends. So I'm asking for correction so that my heart can connect to their hearts as one. That's correction. Yes? What am I asking for? The corruption that the Creator did, I'm asking for him, from him to correct. What am I learning from this? The difference between good and evil. Disconnection and connection. Out of learning this, that this difference between good and bad, I advance. It's the same in our world. When children learn, all they learn is that what's the right thing to do and what's the wrong thing to do, one as opposed to the other. Out of that, they get the wisdom of the world.
A student is asking, do I need to ask forgiveness from friends even if they hurt me?
Of course. First of all, I have to make a delete on everything they did to me as bad. And I have to say it wasn't them, it's the Creator did it. So instead of the friends, I have to feel the Creator that is standing behind them and doing it on purpose. For instance, you see Niv, so after Niv, the Creator's there, and he is making Niv, he's saying him, do this and this, Tarav. So I erase all those friends that did things that it's, there's none else besides them. I only relate to the Creator that did it through them. So I ask for forgiveness from the friends that I thought that it was them who were bad. But no, it was the Creator doing it, awakening the evil inclination, and he did it all. And I only have business with him, and the friends are in the middle between us. So I, it's as if they are between us in a neutral way, that they just pass through them what the Creator did. That's how he's relating to me. That's one thing. Second, that I, meaning, I have no complaint towards the friends. I have a complaint towards the Creator. Now, towards the Creator, do I have complaints or do I start understanding that what he did in a way that there's none else besides him and the good that does good. And what I feel that's bad, it just points to the fact that I am inside. The way I am inside, all his good becomes bad. All the good things I feel that I'm in the world of Ein Sof, also now, I am in heaven. You too. But why, instead of the Garden of Eden, do we feel hell? It's because we are accepting the Garden of Eden in our corrupted vessels. So I'm asking for a correction on my vessels. How can I check that I can correct my vessels? And how do I do it towards the friends? Meaning the Creator gave me an opportunity to check, an indication towards the friends, that if I love them, it means that I corrected my attitude towards the others. He gave this to me. So I already have something to work on.
Another question from a student from Israel. What's the difference between asking forgiveness and a prayer in the work?
Prayer is also forgiveness, and forgiveness is prayer. What else do we have? We're asking the Creator to reach a good connection between us in order to make him happy. We want to say to him, Happy New Year to the Creator, Shana Tova. What does that mean, Shana Tova? That we have a good change. Shana comes from the word change. A good change, changing for the good, that we're preparing a place for you to be revealed, to show your love, to show the connection between us. By this, we are telling him, supposedly without words, no words, we're saying Happy New Year, Shana Tova. So try in the actions of connection between us to tell the Creator Happy New Year. And then he can be revealed in Rosh Hashanah as the king, that he did it, and that we are his created beings, and he is connecting with us and happy with us. That's it. Again, sorry.
Beforehand, you said that we have to work with our revealed vessels of reception, the relations between us. Can you detail what that means?
That each and every one comes to the point where his part of the general heart melts and he connects with all the friends. And then we reach ten sefirot, that each and every one annuls the limits of his ego towards the others, and all that remains are the borders or the limits that come from the nature of each and every one, that comes from the root, from our root. And then we work as complete whole ten sefirot. That still, there's a difference between each and every sefira, but it's according to the difference between us in a natural way, where each and every one has his own quality that comes to him from the Creator. And in that he doesn't change. He can connect to the others and perform a mutual action in 100%. In that, we don't change even in Gemar Tikkun. After that, what happens? We might get there once and speak about it.
Can I continue? We feel these differences every day very powerfully, and we nevertheless try to work together. But when you said vessels of revealed reception, it seems like something more tangible for us, maybe, or not yet?
Look, you have everything you need in order to reach connection, that you won't feel difference on a spiritual way, each one from the other. Try. Take it seriously. I think that today, and because tomorrow we're going to start studying Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Tomorrow evening is already the beginning of the holiday. So from tomorrow morning, we're going to start speaking about Rosh Hashanah. It's as if we're done with the forgiveness. Today, you, as much as you can, have to listen to the subject of forgiveness, what we've been through the last 4 days. You have to repeat it and be ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we are starting Rosh Hashanah. What does that first spiritual degree mean? So at least as much as we can, let's connect ourselves to the forgiveness, to the plea to the Creator, that he will annul the borders between us, and that we will be able to start the new degree. That's it.
Now, once in the work between us, Rav, I feel very unworthy. It's as if I'm doing a huge hole in the ship. And with that, the recognition that there's none else besides him arranged this. So really, how to ask forgiveness like Rabash and our teachers are guiding us?
The Creator gave you a big evil inclination and a connection with him and a recognition of evil, that you are doing all the evil, and also that you will turn to him, and then he will fix everything for the good. That's it. Just go to work. That's called the fool sits with his hands crossed and start devouring his flesh. Stop looking at yourself and stop working. There's nothing worse than a person crying and crying and why, and I feel bad. Stop that. It's hard in Israel, and you know, it's...
Rav,
I want to focus in. It's not from the place of crying. It's from the place of the indifference of going more towards the importance of the goal. Actually, from that place.
So turn to the Creator correctly, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. All of our talking here that we are already doing for 2 hours, all this talking is so somehow I can convince you to pray to the Creator. That's it. That's all.
Mach V G2. How do I pass the responsibility and the feeling to the 10 for the whole world and not remain in this on ourselves? How to open the hearts of the whole 10 and the whole world cleave towards the whole world?
Learn from the friends. Speak about it together. And also turn to the Creator to help you. You have no other means, only the 10. And from the 10, a plea to the Creator. There's nothing else. That's it. As if you're on a desert island in the middle of the ocean. And you're a 10, and only the Creator with you, if you want. That's what you have.
Already pointed to him.
I wanted to ask about that state of zero. You said that zero in society is the best. So how do I become a zero in my 10?
Well, try to help everyone. To just make yourself small like you're zero, that's actually pride. Look at how I am diminishing myself, how much I'm willing to be dust and nothing and ashes and please step on me. It's pride. You're just growing with your ego. But it's really not. It's only through the connection. What was the question, Mike?
It's clear, like you said, that just to say that I'm zero, we've tried that, we've been through it, we see that it didn't work. You also can do it, and your pride obviously grows. But in the article it said that you must be a zero in society. So you said to work. Okay, so I want to work in the 10. And what am I a zero? What is a zero?
Don't show them that you're a zero, but want to advance the whole 10 with your example as much as possible ahead towards the Creator, to connection. Don't think about the zero. That's going to work out already.
Example in what? And what am I giving an example?
By you being drawn towards the connection of the 10, towards the society and the Creator. What else?
He writes in the end that specifically when you hear the voice of the Creator, the whole body surrenders and it slaves itself to holiness. What does it mean to hear the voice of the Creator?
Connection and love. That's the voice of the Creator. Connection and love.
But how do you hear it?
We hear it according to how you raise yourself to the degree of hearing. To bestowal. The degree of Bina, the hearing.
Okay, but how do we hear it specifically when you working with the friends?
With my tendency to bestow, my tendency to help, to connect. Then I hear. That's where I hear the voice of the Creator. Only through that tendency.
And that's what annuls you?
It's not exactly annulling, it makes me a kli that through which the Creator is revealed.
Querido y respetado Rab,
Dear respected Rav, how to work and create a deficiency between the friends without harming the group in the tent.
You need to awaken a lack in them out of a good example. Not to tell them, this is bad and this is not okay and this is like this and like that. No. Only in the direction of the good where you're drawing them, and then you awaken in them also the recognition of evil in a state that they're not in it. But only in the good connection, only through a good example, only towards the good. We grow only from good influence upon one another. And if you suppress them, this is bad and that's not okay, you're destroying the whole state. And you're not letting them advance. Is that clear? Good. So, let's give the last word to Africa.
Thank you, Rav. In the matter of showing good examples to each other, we learn this from you every day. Our question is that in our environment like Bnei Baruch, where there are no shortage of examples, we've got infinite examples everywhere to our range of ourselves, which of such examples must we focus on without spreading our efforts everywhere?
I don't know to ask. And what examples? And good examples for connection and love, for connection with the Creator, dissemination to the broad public. And the main thing is to bring us the good, strong feeling, attraction. That's it. In short, show us the love. And we don't need anything else. Well, we even have a few minutes. Moscow 7.
Я вот хотел узнать, как повысить чувствительность к тому, что...
I wanted to ask how to raise the sensitivity for the suffering of the world. How to work with it correctly.
You need to constantly feel that it all depends on you, that through you this pipeline goes through, and through you the world receives and it's getting a bad feeling, and the world is suffering. And that all the suffering in the world is because of you. And even though you're hearing there all kinds of rulers, rich people, what they're doing, all the things that they're doing seemingly bad things to others, and all that, you two are to blame for that, and no one else. That's it.
Mark VG4.
Доброе утро. Услышать голос Творца — это значит сделать правильное действие по отдаче.
To hear the voice of the Creator means to perform correct actions and bestow.
To hear the voice of the Creator means that if I'm doing the right action in bestowing to everyone, I can also, in my action, I can hear some general action that's in the general reality called love. To hear all of reality is to hear the voice of the Creator. Kiev 1.
About the article, what he wrote, that then all the good in the heart is revealed and all the presence of divinity is there.
When you are ready, the ten is ready, the valve opens up, and you, just like you want to move all the good to the group and to the world, in a minimal way. But when you open it, you start to feel that you have a connection with the Creator, and it's moving through you in the connection to everyone.